USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in the southern Ukrainian city of Mariupol say that Russian troops are preparing to lock down that city and filter out its male inhabitants. An advisor to Mariupol's mayor posted to his social media on Saturday that the occupying Russians are set to ban the residents' movement across neighborhoods starting on Monday and will pull its male population into forced labor or military service. The report coming as Russian forces are said to be preparing for a major ground offensive in the Donbas region. More than 5,000 people have been evacuated as a wildfire rages through southern New Mexico. The fire broke out Tuesday near the village of Ruidoso and has since killed two people and destroyed around 200 homes. Fire officials say the blaze has burned through more than 6,000 acres so far and is 0% contained. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has become the latest politician to announce that he's contracted COVID-19. In a statement Friday, the 75-year-old first-term Republican announced that he'd been experiencing mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A group of more than 20 states are suing the Biden administration over its decision to lift Title 42 at the U.S. southern border. That's a public health policy that allowed border officials to deny asylum claims over COVID concerns. Those arguing to keep the measure in place are getting support from both sides of the aisle. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar explained to Newsmax TV why he believes Title 42 needs to remain.
When you take away Title 42, which I think Title 42 should stay, because don't we still have a pandemic here in the U.S.? Don't we still have a problem? Didn't the pandemic emergency get extended for another 90 days? You can't say that you get rid of the Title 42, the health order at the border, and still do something else in the rest of the country.
And many in the UK are raising questions about the health of Queen Elizabeth II after her public appearances around Easter week have all been canceled. The 95-year-old monarch is said to have been experiencing mobility problems recently and was hospitalized for a night in March after contracting COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The mayor of New York City has honored five transit workers who assisted with rescue efforts following last week's shooting on a Brooklyn subway. Mayor Eric Adams said that the group exemplified the characteristics that make New York a unique city.
This week, New York City showed the entire globe what our city is and has always been about. Courage, heroism, quick thinking, and decisive action.
Twitter's board of directors have responded to an attempt from Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk to buy the social media giant with a so-called poison pill. Musk's offer for the tech giant would come to more than $40 billion. And a new study is tracking the sweet side of the Easter holiday. Tim Berg has more on the most popular treats this season from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A new study from the grocery delivery service Instacart is listing the most popular Easter candies purchased around the nation. Instacart releasing a list of the top 10 Easter candies purchased in the country and the number one treats favored in each state. Cadbury Cream Eggs came in number one overall in the United States. Instacart saying America's top 10 candies are Cadbury Cream Eggs, Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs, Jelly Beans, Mini Chocolate Eggs, Hershey's Kisses, M&M's, Lindt's Milk Chocolate Bunny, Brock's Jelly Bird Eggs, Peeps Marshmallow Chicks, and Hershey's Chocolate Candy Eggs.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.